Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, there are always those who would question what's happening here. And we've said it every time we've come. We invite you to relax and suspend the belief that you were told. I want to ask you something. Do you really believe that the creator of this universe, who knows your name, is in the dark? Or do you think that that wonderful creative energy knows what's happening here? The masters of the planet all said the same thing, that inside the human being, there was the image of God. You can make whatever you want to and believe whatever you want to of that, but I want you to feel what it means. If you have the image of God in you, it means you are eternal. And this eternalness is beautiful. It doesn't carry with it punishment or reward. You simply return to that which is God. And so in this room, there's many layers of belief here. It's appropriate for those of free choice. Dear ones, there'll be the one who is healed today. And then sitting next to him will be somebody who complains. The reason for this is you all are on a unique path, each one. Some of you are so ready for this energy. You feel it coming. It's why you're here sitting in the chair. What's next? I feel something happening. Let's establish the sacredness of this room. Hundreds of old souls right here. What does that mean to the planet? I'm going to tell you more about that this evening. But for now, it means a collection of divine beings is in the chairs. You may question that. May not what you be what you were told. But can't you feel it? We have talked about this before. We have talked about Italy before. We'll do it again. Maybe even right now. But before we do, I want to invite the entourage to this place. The entourage is filled with your guides, your angels. Call them anything you want to. They're the divinity of the planet which gathers around you. Even the elementals of Gaia are here. In the city, they are here. Your partnership with nature is here. Let's agree to do something. Human being, I'm going to ask you right now to break that box of worry and concern for 7 or 8 minutes, that's all. What have you got to lose? Are you afraid God might love you too much if you do that? Do you feel it's inappropriate for you to open up? You've been in the box, some of you, for so long. Some of you say, well, I'll only go so far. What are you really afraid of? The only thing that's going to be presented here is a message of compassion and love. There is no other energy. We invite you to feel that right now. Is this a divine space or not? I want to turn to the old soul who's been in the esoterics for years. I turn to the old soul which can feel things. Do you feel it here? This is not about the man in the chair or the place where he's from. That man has stepped aside. This is a message that comes to you from the other side of the veil. Can you believe that? Is it appropriate? It's a sacred area, so we give sacred information. Dear ones, we've said it before, Italy is special. Through the ages, the center of spiritual belief for 1 billion of Earth's people has come from here. Why here? Have you ever thought about that? Is it a coincidence? Could it have come from anywhere else? Does it have anything to do with the culture? It has everything to do with Italians, and always has. Isn't it interesting that so much of the information that has been spiritual has come in this language? Is it possible this was an error? Or is there something here, all through this land, from the bottom to the top, that speaks of something that is special? And the answer is yes, it does. Yes, it does. It still does. My partner spoke of the leader called the Pope and the changes that are taking place as he slowly steers his organization into a more compassionate zone, one that's practical, one that talks about how people can love one another, how the earth can get together like it never has before, how there could be a consensus for peace, how it starts in the heart. This is a different message than you've heard in the protocol. It's changing. We turn now to the esoterics. And the esoterics are different since the shift. A whole group of you who have been here for a very long time, and I mean akashically, are starting to have an impact. Often what happens in Italy has a spiritual impact on the world. Did you ever figure that out? You have seen it now for hundreds of years. Why should it be different now? It's not about starting another organization, dear ones. It's about holding quantum energy for old souls all over the planet. Italy may be the fast track for the rest of the planet, almost like a quantum accelerator. Have you thought of that? Why would it change now? It's always been that way. So what is it that you want to do? What is it that this culture could do? I want to set the stage. I want to pave a road for something that's going to happen 1 year from now. For my partner is bringing me back. And I want to start it now. And we're going to give it a name. And it's going to be called the end of suffering and the beginning of self-worth. That's what the Italians can do. To get out of that teaching, perhaps, that said that spirituality must come with the partner of suffering. And that has been what has gone hand in glove, hand in hand. You've got to suffer a little. The greatest saints that you have suffered a little. Dear ones, that's not a wrong message. It's simply an older energy message. It is something that now can be rewritten and reframed. How do you feel about that? As you look at yourself in the eyes of God, let me ask you this. Are your eyes cast down to the ground? Are you in a position that is lower than God? Why don't you pray with your face to the sky? Because that's what you are. You are part of this plan. You always have been. And now it's time to lift your face to the sky and speak to that which is almighty. I've passed a very important marker, which literally changes the energy of your relationship to God. Some of you say, I can't do that. I just can't do that. I'm not really worthy to do that. I've been told who I am. I feel I've suffered in the past lives I've had. I cannot suddenly wake up and change all that. What if I told you there's help? What if I told you it comes from the creative source? Feel your worthiness to do this. And the next time that you pray, open it this way. Dear Spirit, I am worthy to speak to that which is inside me, called the image of God. God, what do you know that I should know? What about that? I would like you to have a recognition, finally, of who you might be. Dear ones, you have studied Scripture, and you know that there are areas, time frames, or dispensations of spirituality. There was the dispensation of law. When humans had a lower consciousness, there was the dispensation of love. When the master of love gave these things to you. And now, dear ones, since 2012, there is the dispensation of worthiness, where humanity starts to awaken and realize the spiritual box they were in is coming apart. It's enabling. It creates a human being which can do more. There are those in this group right now who may have come for a healing. Do you feel it? Why don't you just leave all these things here in this room? They're inappropriate for your magnificence. What's your worry box look like? You see, crying, what's a worry box? That's the box you put everything in to worry about. And then you take that box, and it's always with you. And then you decide when you're going to worry about things. Sometimes it's when you go to sleep. Sometimes it's when you drive your car. Sometimes it's right now. What if you could turn the box upside down and leave them on the floor? Well, Cryon, that's not really practical, because the items I'm worrying about are still there. Well, the items might be there, but your reaction to them can be erased, filled instead with understanding, compassion, and a knowingness. God is with me. All things are appropriate. I've got a partner in the stars, and I'm going to leave this place differently than I came. What a message. The things I'm telling you are accurate and true. There's a shift on this planet, dear Italian, and you are really part of it. The end of suffering, and the old souls are the ones who are going to do it. I've given this message like this before. I'm going to do it again, because you need to hear it. That's it for now. That's enough for you to think of for now. If you had the hearing that was esoteric, you would hear applause. A tremendous group on the other side of the veil is so pleased you're listening to this. Someone has to do this, and the old souls are the ones. I'll tell you more about that later. For now, and so it is.